The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has heard from an Anglican Church insider who has accused the Grafton Diocese of further damaging victims of abuse from the New South Wales North Coast Children's Home. The former official of the Grafton Diocese says the church leaders took an overly legalistic approach to dealing with allegations of abuse, and that victims faced appalling treatment as they sought comfort and compensation from the church. The inquiry has also heard damning evidence about how the Grafton Diocese breached the church's own protocols for handling claims of sexual abuse. Emily Burke reports.
The Anglican Church has apologised to those who were abused at the North Coast Children's Home, but the Church's various responses to individual victims is under the microscope of the Royal Commission. Today, the inquiry heard from witness C.A., whose statement was read by Counsel Assisting Simeon Beckett.
I felt like they were becoming more resistant as more people came forward with claims of abuse. To me, it seemed that the Anglican Church began denying what had happened, and I felt that I was being accused of lying about my experiences in the home.
Evidence presented today detailed the official policies and internal workings of the church. Anne Highwood started working with the Grafton Diocese in early 2012. Within a short time, she discovered that the Professional Standards Committee hadn't been active in Grafton. She found case files were not securely held and letters from desperate victims had gone unanswered. It also emerged that the Grafton Diocese didn't have a dedicated Professional Standards Director and that, contrary to the church's own rules, the bishop and registrar had been closely involved in handling abuse allegations. Having dedicated her working life to improving the church's policies around sexual abuse, Anne Highwood said she was furious.
The fact that one diocese in the northern region of New South Wales who hadn't followed the protocols, and if it was brought to the attention of the Royal Commission, as it has, would reflect badly on all the good work that is being done in other dioceses throughout the church in Australia to try and get this stuff right. And it's very difficult to get this stuff right, but the easiest thing to do is to follow the protocols that we set for ourselves.
Ms. Highwood said that a few years after a large group claim was settled, a handful of other victims came forward, but they were told their cases were closed.
Well, I think it was an appalling pastoral response. Both those people had written directly to the bishop and both had received a letter advising that the diocese did not intend to respond to their claims in the same way they had responded to those who were part of the group claim. I saw no foundation why that should be the case, and that concerned me greatly. I also felt it was a pastoral failing of the bishop in that these people had struggled to write their stories to him personally and thought how damaging it was that they just received a letter from a solicitor in response.
Ms. Highwood described the financial backdrop of the church in Grafton as being one in crisis.
One of the five Anglican schools in the Diocese of Grafton had got itself into financial difficulty, and in effect the diocese had bailed it out, which put the diocesan finances under great pressure. When they started to receive new claims, I think the fact that there was an anxiety that the diocese would have difficulty finding funds to meet these claims, and that maybe just trying to close it down and saying we don't have funds would be a response.
For Anne Highwood, problems persisted as recently as 6 months ago, when Bishop Keith Slater resigned and his interim replacement was selected. The top candidate was Archdeacon Greg Izzy, who'd held management positions at the North Coast Children's Home along with his wife.
Regardless of whether Greg Izzy was the right person to take on the role of administrator or whatever, I felt the perception was very bad, that it would be perceived very badly by those claimants and also by entities such as the Royal Commission, that, you know, had we really learned our lesson? Here we were, the bishop had to resign over matters associated with the home, and the person we put in charge was someone who'd been involved in running the home for 10 years.
The mind of the Diocese of Grafton was a very strange thing, quite frankly, and it changed quite regularly.
Lawyer Simon Harrison acted for 41 victims in the group claim. He was questioned by Justice McClellan late today.
Did any question of moral obligation, leaving aside the technicalities of the legal dispute, any question of moral obligation emerge in those discussions?
None whatsoever. This was a thorn in the side that they wanted to go away. There was no intention by the diocese to do good in these matters. I was absolutely convinced of that. Out of all the claims I've dealt with over quite a few years, the way that this was dealt with by the church was perhaps the most scurrilous and mean-minded attitude I'd ever come across, quite frankly.
Lawyer Simon Harrison ending Emily Burke's report.